Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisati with the evening news. The headlines. Winter session of Parliament comes to an end as both houses adjourn sine die. Lok Sabha registers 54% productivity, Rajya Sabha at 40% during winter session. Nagaland police cautions public of a rising threat of second-hand car syndicates operating in neighbouring states. And 72nd plenary of North Eastern Council kicks off today. Now the news in detail. The winter session of Parliament came to an end today as both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha adjourned sine die. In the Lok Sabha, when the House met this morning, opposition members started sloganeerings of a Union Home Minister Amit Shah's statement on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. Amid ruckus, Speaker Om Birla urged the MPs to strictly follow the rules and desist from protesting at any gate of the Parliament.
कि संसद की गरिमा मर्यादा सबकी सामूहिक जिम्मेदारी है संसद भवन परिसर में किसी भी द्वार पर किसी भी तरह का धरना प्रदर्शन करना उचित नहीं है आप सभी को इस विषय पर नियमों की अनुपालना करना सुनिश्चित करना पड़ेगा नहीं तो संसद को उचित कार्रवाई करनी पड़ेगी
Amid din, the two bills related to One Nation, One Election were referred to the Joint Committee of Parliament. The committee will submit its report to the House by the first day of the last week of the next Parliament session. Later, he adjourned the House sine die. The Rajya Sabha also witnessed uproarious scenes following slogans and counter-slogans between Treasury and opposition benches in the morning. In his valedictory remark, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar regretted the low productivity during this session due to continuous disruptions. Mr. Dhankar pointed out that undue moving of motion under Rule 267 is regrettable and the House must function with dignity it deserves.
These parliamentary disruptions, no public trust and expectations, our fundamental duty to serve with diligence lies neglected. I urge every parliamentarian, regardless of party, to examine their conscience. The citizens of our democracy, one-sixth of humanity, deserve better than this spectacle. We squander precious opportunities that could serve the greater good of our people.
Later, Mr. Dhankar adjourned the upper house sine die. The winter session of Parliament had started on 25th of last month. The Lok Sabha registered over 54% productivity, while the Rajya Sabha had 40% during the winter session of Parliament. Briefing media after the conclusion of the session in New Delhi today, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the productivity of the two houses was low and everyone should think about it. He said productivity was affected due to ruckus created by opposition MPs. Mr. Rijiju said the session provided 20 sittings of Lok Sabha and 19 sittings of Rajya Sabha. The minister said during the session, 4 bills were passed by Lok Sabha and 3 by Rajya Sabha. Nagaland police has cautioned the public over the rising threat of second-hand car syndicates operating in the neighbouring states. In an advisory, police said the syndicates have been engaging in fraudulent activities, deceiving buyers and posing serious risk to unsuspecting car buyers, particularly in the border districts of Nagaland. More from our correspondent.
Police said, in most cases, vehicles are fitted with GPS. Once the cars are sold to unsuspecting buyers, an FIR is registered and their location are provided to police. As these vehicles are fitted with GPS, members of the syndicate locate the vehicle and take back the car without the knowledge of the buyer. The syndicates often provide falsified or forged documents for second-hand vehicles, including fake registration certificates, insurance papers, and ownership transfer records. In certain cases, only a single ignition key is given to the buyer. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Nagaland police further urged the public to be cautious while purchasing second-hand vehicles from sellers of neighbouring states or through unverified online platforms. Public advice to verify vehicle documents and identity of the seller, insist on sale deed, make online payments to enable traceable history and report suspicious activities to the local police stations. The two-day plenary session of the 72nd North Eastern Council commenced this evening in Agartala. The main plenary session of the NEC will begin tomorrow under the chairmanship of Union Home Minister Amit Shah. Chief Minister of all 8 northeastern states have started arriving in Agartala. Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Minister for Development of Northeastern Region Jyotiraditya Sindhya have reached Agartala. The pre-plenary session is underway at Hotel Polo Towers, where Minister of State for Development of Northeastern Region Sukanta Majumdar is present. Senior officials of all 8 northeastern states and different ministries are also present. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. As part of the ongoing nationwide 100-day intensified campaign on TB elimination, Nikshay Shivir, Central Observer, Dr. Trupti Shinde visited the Health and Wellness Center at Rusuma yesterday. She was accompanied by Commissioner and Secretary of Health and Family Welfare, Nagaland, Anoop Kimchi, State TB Officer Dr. Vezokole Theo, CMO Kohima Dr. Lemne Konyak, WHO Consultant, officials from State National TB Elimination Program, among others. The campaign is part of India's initiative to eliminate TB by 2025, a report.
India launched the 100-day intensified campaign across the country on December 7th, aimed at accelerating TB elimination efforts. As part of the campaign, the Nikshay Vahan mobile van is traveling to remote areas, providing diagnostic and treatment services until March 2025. The campaign focuses on combating stigma around TB, increasing public awareness, and ensuring that patients receive comprehensive care and support. In Nagaland, the campaign districts are Kohima, Mon, and Wokha. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP Nagaland State, has condemned the alleged misconduct of leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, towards Rajya Sabha MP as Phangnong Konyak. In a statement, the party described Mr. Gandhi's actions as reprehensible, disgraceful and a blatant violation of parliamentary decorum. Such actions not only disrespects the personal dignity of Ms. Konyak, but also insults the people of Nagaland whom she represents, the party said. Expressing solidarity with MP Konyak, BJP Nagaland State demanded an immediate and unconditional apology from Mr. Gandhi and the Congress Party. It also urged authorities to take stringent action against such misconduct to ensure that the sanctity of Parliament is preserved and that no member, especially women, feels threatened or disrespected within its precincts. The Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee, NPCC, continued its protests for a second day today against Union Home Minister Amit Shah's alleged offensive remarks on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar's legacy. The protest was part of the party's nationwide outcry demanding resignation of the union minister over his controversial remarks. At the demonstration in Kohima today, NPCC Working President Kridi Theunyo strongly condemned Mr. Shah's remarks on the father of the Indian Constitution. He said, "Such statements undermine the very principles on which Indian democracy was built and called for accountability at the highest level." Further, NPCC also condemned the allegations made by Rajya Sabha MP as Phangnong Konyak against Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi. Terming the accusations as baseless, NPCC said they were aimed at diverting attention from pressing issues, reaffirming commitment to safeguarding constitutional integrity and democratic principles. NPCC said it will continue to protest until the Home Minister steps down. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Winter session of Parliament comes to an end as both houses adjourn sine die. Lok Sabha registers 54% productivity, Rajya Sabha at 40% during winter session. Nagaland police cautions public of a rising threat of second-hand car syndicates operating in neighbouring states. And 72nd plenary of Northeastern Council kicks off today. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Stay tuned for the morning English bulletin at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.